Periodically on Tuesday mornings at this time, we like to check in with our friends from CTI, Community Teamwork Incorporated, tell you about some of the wonderful programs they have that make a difference in the lives of folks here in our community. Joining us in studio this morning is a home, is it home-based manager or?
It is the home-based program.
The home-based program.
We like to call it home visiting.
Home visiting. Yes. Kara O'Sullivan is joining us in studios. Good morning, Kara. How are you?
Good morning, Teddy. Thank you for having me. I'm well.
Pleasure to have you here. How's the weather out there? Is it still coming down? I haven't been outside
yet. It is gorgeous outside.
Is it nice?
It is.
Oh, nice. Did we get rid of the muggies too? Is that humidity gone?
No.
That's still there. All right. But you like the muggies, I can tell.
I don't.
No, you don't? No. So why'd you call it nice?
Because the sun is out.
Ah, that's
it's better
true.
Than the rain.
Exactly. You also have a special guest with you as well this morning?
I do. I have one of my home visitors, Nicole Doucette.
Good morning, Nicole. Welcome.
Good morning. Welcome to you.
Great to have you here. So tell me a little bit about this home-based program.
Yes.
A home visiting program.
Home visiting program. So we are housed in Lowell, and we service pregnant women through children the age of three, but our territory is the surrounding towns as well. So we service Bedford, Billerica, Chelmsford, Dracut, Dunstable, Lowell, Pepperell, Tewksbury, Tingsboro, Westford, Wilmington, and Groton. We cover a lot.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've learned through the months of doing these discussions how big that CTI umbrella is. I always thought it was really kind of a Lowell-based institution, but it's not. It's really a statewide base when you get right down to it.
We cover a lot of ground.
So what type of activities does this entail?
So the program, I have currently three home visitors on staff, and they service 12 families. They go out weekly to the families' homes and provide early learning activities in the home. So they work with a parent, the primary caregiver, and the child. If mom's a prenatal, then we work with her to support healthy pregnancy. We offer monthly play groups. So the families, we invite them to one of our centers. They kind of can get a taste of what school is. We run it like a classroom. We provide meals for the families that come. We also provide ongoing resources, referrals, support to help families reach their self-sufficiency goals and help the kids get ready for school.
Mm-hmm. So is this tied into the Phoenix Avenue facility there, or is this something before that when it comes to the kids?
So this is like a stepping stone. So we get them ready, and then when they're preschool age, they would potentially be able to go to either Phoenix Ave. We have a site, Children's Village, that's downtown Market Mills. We have a Dracut site. And then there's also the Academy, which is we share with Little Sprouts, and that is actually next to our office.
Okay, and Nicole, what is like the typical visit like for you? You're one of those who goes?
I am. I'm a home visitor. Yep, I am. So typically I try to keep the same schedule with the families once a week, and I meet with the families for an hour and a half once a week. And usually I touch base with the families and just see, you know, how their week has been, how their children have been, if they've had any issues arise during the week since I've seen them. And I sit with the parents, whether it's mom or dad, or both sometimes, and I bring some toys, some educational games and stuff that we sit with the children and play together. Home-based is all about working with the parents and the children, so the parents need to be involved in the activities as well with us. We talk about any milestones their children might have met over the week, any issues that might have arisen why I hadn't seen them, possibly housing problems or health insurance or, you know, just any questions the parents have. Sometimes they're new parents, sometimes they're, you know, this is their third or fourth child, but they still have, you know, some same parenting questions or behavior issues, or, you know, they need help with childcare. So, you know, we do a lot of talking around about their child and around their child. And basically, we just sit and work together for an hour and a half. They join in on the activities that I bring with for their children. And we build a relationship with the family. They really become trusting with us, and we trust them. And it becomes a great experience for their child and for them.
Now, when you say the family, you mentioned moms and dads. In many cases, we have sometimes grandparents, sometimes older siblings that are kind of taking on those mm-hmm. roles. Is that part of this? Does that is this program encompass that as well, or do you deal specifically
typically
just with moms
we
and dad?
Usually meet with mom and dad, but if the child's in like grandparent custody or you know, another caregiver custody, that's perfectly fine too. Mm-hmm. That it's really whoever's the immediate caregiver for that child that we meet with. And a lot of times we end up, now that when school's out, and also if they have siblings that go to one of like Phoenix Ave sites and they're only in part day, they're home for the rest of the summer. So they always join in and sit on whatever fun stuff we're doing too. So we try to include the other kids.
Talk a little bit about the prenatal services, because that's an area where over the last couple of decades we found out so much of what a mom does while she's carrying the child will have a direct impact mm-hmm. on everything, not just health, but learning, development. And talk a little bit about ways that you can intervene before then and help to make sure that proper decisions are being made.
Would you like me to take that?
Sure.
Sure. So when we work with the prenatal women, we just, you know, we do have a curriculum that we follow, and we talk about, you know, healthy outcomes for baby. A lot of our moms are second, third time moms. We do get some first time moms, and we really focus on, you know, taking care of yourself. I can speak from experience. I did a yoga video with one of my prenatals because she was looking to stay active and healthy. We can meet them at their prenatal appointments for support because it can be scary if you're a first-time mom. We talk about, you know, doing stuff for yourself and just taking care of yourself. And then towards the end of the pregnancy, preparing for baby. Okay, do you have everything? Do you need assistance? And also if there's older siblings, a lot of moms want us to help them work with the older sibling to prepare for the baby. So we can also help out with that as well.
Mm-hmm. How many people are on staff as part of this program?
We have three home visitors and then myself. And each home visitor services 12 humans, I will say, okay, because they can be prenatals.
Uh-huh. Sounds like a pretty intense workload. So do you visit them on different days of the week, Nicole?
To stick with the same. I've found it historically easier for families to remember that I'm coming if I keep them on the same schedule every week. So I visit them for an hour and a half once a week. So I see all of my families. The prenatals are a little bit different just because not a lot doesn't usually change every week, so we see them every other week until they have the baby. And it sort of depends on the parent too. If the pregnant mother really enjoys it and would like the support every week, we're fine with that also. But we spend an hour and a half once a week with each family.
It's 8:25 here on 980 WCAP, chatting with Kara O'Sullivan, Nicole Doucette from Community Teamwork Incorporated's home visiting program. How do people qualify for this? How does somebody know if they're eligible to receive these services?
That's a very good question. So first, they would have to fill out an application. You can fill out an application at our Phoenix Ave location, which is 126 Phoenix Ave, or downtown at 17 Kirk Street, which is our resource center. We base eligibility on the family's income. So they have to be within the federal poverty guidelines. The best bet is to have them apply, and then they would have to do an intake meeting with one of our intake specialists at the Phoenix Ave location. And once that's completed, we would receive the applications if they indicated they were interested in home visiting. And myself or one of the home visitors would make the outreach call.
What is that federal poverty guideline? Because, you know, a lot of folks kind of would be shocked if they knew what the number is and how many people in our area actually qualify. I was at an event for the Greater Lowell Community Foundation a couple of weeks ago where Karen Fredericks reported the results of this intensive survey they had done. And in our area here, the Greater Lowell area, it's amazing how many mm-hmm. folks kind of fall at or below that poverty line, and even those above, there are so many that
are just barely making it above it.
What are those guidelines? Obviously, it depends on the size of the family, how many kids, and so on and so forth. But
it does. I do not have the guidelines in front of me, but they can definitely reach out to myself, and I can leave my contact info.
So basically, don't think that you won't qualify because really you'll be surprised that you do. Will.
Yeah. Right. So the majority of our families, they do have WIC, you know, food stamps, cash benefits. So if you're receiving any of those, MassHealth, they will probably qualify for our program. Okay. And that's center-based as well. Typically, they qualify.
How easy or difficult is that application?
It's very easy. Currently, we only have it in English, but we are working on translating it into 3 other languages to make it more user-friendly. Okay. Because Nicole actually is servicing 3 families that do not speak any English, so we access an interpretation service, and they go with her weekly to the home visits.
All right. And how do folks find out more, and also how do they contact you?
So if they are interested in the home visiting program, they can reach me at 978-905-7405, or they can email me at kosullivan@comteam.org, and com has 2 M's in it.
Okay. And you mentioned the town service: Bedford, Billerica, Chelmsford, Dracut, Dunstable, Lowell, Pepperell, Tewksbury, Tingsboro, Westford, Wilmington, Groton. There are a lot of other communities that are within our Signal area. There are programs in other parts of the state as well, similar,
there
I would
are.
Assume, to CTI. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they could contact kind of their local
I know
organization.
For sure that Haverhill and Lawrence
right.
both yes. have them.
Because I know
also,
we have a lot of listeners going up 495, so they have their own kind of locale that does the same thing.
They mm-hmm. would have to contact their local community action agency, and the majority of them do have a home visiting program.
All right, Kara, Nicole, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning, and thank you most importantly for the work that you ladies do out there in the community.
Thank you
very
much.